Well, hello, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Last week, we finished a message called Four Main Words. Now, this message was dealing with the true definitions of the words sin, salvation, Christian, and body of Christ. Now, if you missed those messages, be sure and log into our website, which is independencebaptist.org, and check out the audio section. Now this week, Pastor Reynolds will be asking you a very, very critical question. And the text he will be starting with is in Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. So listen in carefully and be ready to honestly answer the question.
This morning, I'd like to read the book of Genesis 3, verse 17 through verse 19. As we think on the subject, are you prepared? Are you ready to die? The Bible states, "And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." All of us are made of dust. This is a very positive statement that Christ makes. Because we are all sinners in the sight of God, none of us will escape death. We will all die unless the Lord returns first. We must all be ready because death is coming to each and every one of us. Actually, death will come and claim us whether we are ready or not. Millions of people have already been born, and these millions have already died. Frankly, every person that has been born has already died or will die. Just read the obituaries. Is your name there? Yet? All public newspapers have an obituary column. I've never seen a public newspaper that did not have an obituary column because people are dying all over the world. Some people say, "I'm not afraid of death." They aren't expecting to die, but death does come to each person, to each individual. Wealthy people die. There are no doctors that can keep them alive. They would give up their millions, but there isn't enough money in the world to keep them when their time comes. Poor people who can't afford medical attention die when their time comes. People spend their hard-earned money on medical expenses, yet in the end, all are doomed to death. One of these days, even our president will also die. All of our political leaders will also die. They will get the best doctors, and they ought to. But there comes a time when death will conquer all. Death is very certain. It is not that it may or may not happen. It will happen. There is much time and money spent for retirement, and that is fine. But death is more certain than our retirement. Many people plan to retire but die before they are able to retire. Death is certain. Once, I was sitting in the rear seat of a car as two women sat in the front seat. One was telling the other all the things they were going to do next. I was practically asleep, but when the conversation reached this point, then I woke up. The second lady states, the one driving, "I am married. Me and my husband, well, we're going to work until we lay back a little bit of money, and then I'm going to have a child, and then I will quit work to be able to stay home and raise the child." The first lady asks, "What are you going to do then?" The second lady answers, "Well, I plan to have two or three children. When they grow up and get in school, I will go back to work. I'll be able to be at home when they're at home and work when they're at school." The first lady asks, what are you going to do then?" The second lady replies, "We'll pay for our house and have some money coming and be able to buy some things we need and want, and we'll have a good life." The first lady asks again, what then?" The second lady replies with some hesitation, will retire and have some free time, and my husband will have time to fish, and I will have time to work on my many hobbies. The First Lady inquires once again, "What then?" The Second Lady replies softly, "I guess we'll die." The First Lady asks, "What then?" They both laugh, thinking that it was a big joke. But frankly, it is no joke. Are you prepared for eternity? Death is certain. It is coming. Rich people die, and poor people die. You know, even healthy people die. Sometimes people die in automobile accidents. Sometimes they die in war. Young people die in war. Sick people die. Bad people die. Murderers die. Rapists die. Good people also die. Educated people die. Uneducated people, they die as well. The day is going to come when I will die. The day is also coming when you are going to die. Are you prepared for death? Are you ready to meet the Lord? As a child, and I really don't know how old I was, but I think it was before I was 10 years old, I wanted to be ready to meet the Lord. The preacher preached that we need to be ready, but I did not understand. When I got home from church that day, I told my mom I wanted to be ready to meet the Lord, to pack my suitcase, so I would be ready to meet the Lord when He came. She told me that wasn't what the preacher was talking about. That I needed to be saved. That I needed to believe on Christ and trust Him with my eternal soul. To confess to Christ that I was a wicked, hell-bound, deserving to go sinner. And He would cleanse me from all my sinfulness and make me whole and ready to be with Him. Are you ready? Whether you like it or not, whether you are ready or not, death is coming. Whether you even believe there is a God doesn't make any difference. You are still going to die. Whether you believe in Jesus or not, whether you go to church or not, you're going to meet Him one of these days. One of these days, when you least expect it, you will die. And then you will meet the Lord. You must be ready for that day. One of these days, you're going to stand before God in eternal judgment. Then you will know it's the truth. You're going to meet the Lord. Are you ready to meet Him? Somebody would say, "Well, I'm not going to worry about it right now because I'm not going to die today." Well, how do you know that? Death might come today. It might come tomorrow. It might come next week. It might come the next day. Somebody would say, "Well, death isn't not going to come today, so I don't have to worry about it today." But you never know when death is coming. You never do know. I have time to get ready, some would say. But right now, I want to live my life the way I want to live it. I have things to do. I have places I want to see. I want to enjoy the world and the things in it. Notice what the book of James, chapter number 4 and verse number 13 and 14 states. "Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain." The Bible says in verse number 14, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away." A lot of people have a lot of plans that they want to accomplish in their life. A lot of people say, "I'll go into such a city, And there I'm going to stay, and I'm going to live because that's a prosperous place. And I'm going to have plenty when I live there in that place. And I'm going to buy a house, and I'm going to buy a car, and I'm going to get married. I'll have children, and all these things that people say. But the truth is that nobody really knows about life. Nobody really knows about death except that we're living now, and death is coming. But just how long is a vapor anyway? Compare the vapor we see to boiling water. The vapor off of boiling water, it doesn't last very long, just a few fleeting seconds. This is how God compares our life. It doesn't last very long. I know when I was a young child, I was saved when I was 12 years old, but I thought that I would never get to be 13 years old. You know, time just drug on and on and on. Well, I finally turned 13. And then I began to look for other things. I thought that when I was 16, I would get my driver's license. That's how old you had to be in those days. Well, in just a few years, I had my driver's license. I was working and just doing fine. You know, I thought that I would never, ever get married. But just a few short years later, I was married. I met the girl of my dreams, and the Lord joined us together in holy matrimony. I thought that I would never have any children. But just 2 short years after my wife and I married, our first child was born, a son. Now, I have 4 children. I have 13 grandchildren. Time is going by much faster than it did when I was a child. Sometimes a week goes by. Sometimes 2 weeks go by. It's just a blur. It goes by very, very quickly. But any person that is older will tell you exactly what I'm saying. Time goes by very quickly. We're all a witness to James chapter 4 and verse number 14. The Bible said there, "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then it vanisheth away." The fact is that you might not die today, but then again, you might. Your soul might leave your body today. You might be in eternity today. Where will you spend eternity? Are you prepared to die? Are you prepared to meet the Lord? Listen, you will.
You know, we so often get caught up in our own plans of our own life. But have you thought through what happens once that comes to an end? There will come a time when everything we have worked for in this life will be left behind. And there comes a time when we will go into eternity. And if you've not repented and placed your faith in Christ before that time, then you will spend that eternity in hell. And if you've already placed your faith in Christ before that time, then the question I have for you is, will you be ready when He comes? Will you be living the way He wants you to? Will you have been telling others about their need of Him? Will you have done the work He placed in front of you to do? And as Pastor Reynolds mentioned, death is coming. And have you answered that question? Are you ready? Now, to learn more about salvation, eternity, heaven, and hell, you can log into our website and check out the various articles, books, and sermons that are available. Our website address, again, is independencebaptist.org. You would also check out many of the other books and articles that are there. We'd also like to encourage you to come and visit us in person. Our building is located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And our services this morning will be starting at 10 a.m. for Sunday school and 11 a.m. for worship services. And it looks like, once again, our time has quickly slipped away from us, but we are thankful that the Lord has allowed us to spend some time together this morning, and we pray that you'll once again be able to listen in next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.